parsha, we have the continuation of the Matzah Mishkan started a couple of parshas ago. There's a particular pasuk of parsha, which is engaged to women and their chilin beis mikdash. And the beis mikdash, pasuk has Kolisha Chach Maslei Bidei Tavu Bidiu Matves Atchel Zgam Parshan Veshesh. They did the spinning. So we'll talk today about Noshim and the Bimei Samikdash. There may be some other interesting things that come out of this pasuk. We have standing up for Noshim, we have whatever. How Chazal viewed Noshim.
What?
So before that, just a few minutes, just to talk by general opinion of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the interesting machloek is between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam says, mitzvah esra mishet zivonu livnoi beis havoida. Boy, yiye ha'krova ha'voras eish tamim. Eil bi alich of aliyah leregel, mokum avoida, mokum li leregel, the kibbutz of Chol Shana, Moshe is vay. Wamra, vosli mikdash, vosha sefri, sholosh mitzvah viso b'shat p'nisas v'oretz, limnus v'melech, limnus v'beis ha'bechira, l'hachris, zara shalmolik. What? Says the Rambam, what? What? The three mitzvahs are not working in the Chisas and Laretz? After the stop in the Chisas and Laretz? What? You should stop before. Now, says the Rambam, Jibimim Beis Abkhir is a mitzvah. We see it's a mitzvah. Now, says the Rambam, that the binyan, the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, is kailo all the kalim. It's not a separate mitzvah to build a menorah, to build a shulchan, to build a mizbeach. The menorah, the shulchan, mizbeach, all those are considered kalei hamikdash, and they're all part of the general mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. The Ramban takes issue with this, and he says, even though the Ramban himself also doesn't count asiyas hakalim as a separate mitzvah, but he says it for a different cheshbon. He's like this: L'chelanim anachnu asiyas hashulchan b'nayir mizbech mitzvah lifnei shenitzavinu losam lechem asher hashem tamid. Right, it's a mitzvah lechem upon him. Now we're going to put the lechem upon him. You got to build a shulchan in order to have a place to put lechem upon him. So melech asiyas hashulchan is nichlal in the mitzvah lechem upon him. So the Ramban says, I also don't count asiyas hashulchan as a separate mitzvah, not because it's part of the Mishkan, rather it's part of the mitzvah lechem upon him, etc. And also, the mitzvah to light the menorah. You got to have menorah before you light the menorah. So melech nichlal in the minyan mitzvah that doesn't get a separate mention. And also, the Machach Kabbanis, Mizbeach, etc., etc.
Even if it's just the Eichitim set to do all these mitzvahs, you don't need, like, the Shulchan with all the dimensions. You do.
The Torah says these are the dimensions of the Shulchan that are needed. In order for the Lech Apanim, these are the intentions. Bring in your desk and bring in the Beis HaMikdash, the Sirna Lachas. But again, even the Eichitim, but it doesn't mean that there aren't certain tonight.
It's just a place to put the lechem upon.
Again, I heard you, and I said, even though it's hechdim, doesn't mean it's not a place to put it, but even the place where to put it also has a lachis. But still, it's a place to put it. And therefore, it's nechval in that mitzvah.
That's right.
Now, so Meir says the Ramban, he doesn't like the Rambam, L'huch sh'v'einai tam sh'vas b'rav, sh'ein chelkim mechelkim mikdash, v'fi sh'ein ha'kelim chelk min ha'bayis. Avlehem sh'tayim mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, "Harei the kelim are makiv na'avoda." So how can you tell me in the general avoda beis hamikdash? So how can you tell me that the asiyas kelim is nichlal and asiyas mikdash is not talking about the ma'aseh that those who want to say that the Rambam and the Rabban all the Shitasa. The Hainu, because Bemisin, that's true, that there is a fundamental machlokes in the Rambam and the Rabban as to what is the function of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, Shetzivonu Livnois Beis Avoida, Rambam says. And the Chinuch talks about that a lot also, that we saw around the beginning. A Malkim do Avoida, a Malkim for Alila Regal, etc., etc. The function, the Iker function of Beis HaMikdash is a Malkim Avoida. The Ramban, on the other hand, is Mayrich in many places, in the Hakdamah Tishmais, and again, throughout. In the beginning of Parashas Truma, the Ramban writes that the Iker Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is a Mokim Ashrayas HaShchina. And the Ramban writes that, and he draws many parallels between the Sinai experience and the Hemshech in the Mishkan. The meaning the Ashrayas HaShchina that we had on Har Sinai, and since Hashem Kaviyachal wanted to continue that idea that had the Ashrayas HaShchina that was on Har Sinai, Hashem wanted to continue it in the future, and that's why it's Mitzava Melechus HaMishkan, because he wanted a Kaviyachal place to continue the Ashrayas HaShchina. So, once again, the Rambam, the Yisoid of the Mishkan, the Iker Yisoid of it's a Mokim Ashrayas HaShchina, not a Mokim Avayda. So, it happens to me. That's what we do in Avayda as well. But the Yisoid, the Yisoid of the Mishkan is Mokim Avayda's Ashrayas HaShchina. Yeah.
Is the Shor Shavuot not to be to bring down the Shchina?
Maybe it may not, but that's not what Rabban's talking about. He's not talking about that boy is a chitim. Hashem Kaviyachol wants a place in this world for Hashras and Shechina. But even whether the boy is, I don't know if boy is to bring Hashras and Shechina necessarily, the boy is to do a boy. You have to be over the Melech. And not just to bring Ashrayas HaShchina, avoid that Hashem wants you to avoid it, you have schar, Hashem wants you to work, whatever, the many reasons of avoid it, not necessarily Ashrayas HaShchina. There's two different things. Is it Ashrayas HaShchina or is it avoid? Very, he's sorry to stick a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. And therefore, it would be nice to say that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban over here, whether or not the Kalim or Nichlal in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan. So we say very nicely, the Rambam Mishtasad, it says that the function of the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash is a Makam Avayda and Kain. It makes sense that the Kalim, which are the Klei Avayda, are Nichlal in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because if the whole function of the Mikdash is a Makam Avayda, you know, a workroom needs tools. So the tools of the Beis HaMikdash were the Kalim that you do the Avayda with. So Meila, they don't make sense. But the Malish Tasai, that Iker is Makam Iker is Ashrayas HaShchina, Iker is Ashrayas HaShchina, yeah? Then, and the avoid is a secondary thing. They do the avoid in Beis HaMikdash. So Meila, since the fundamental point of the Beis HaMikdash is not the avoid, rather Ashrayas HaShchina, so Meila, it doesn't follow that the Kalim should be automatically Nichlal. This that the Rambam says, each Kli is Nichlal in that particular avoid that they do the Kli, but not that it's Nichlal in the overall Asiyas HaMishkan.
We see that, like, when there were Bamos allowed, they did Karbanos not in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
Like by the story of Hanukkah, they let them
Okay.
So why do you need the Beis HaMikdash? You could do Avodah without the Beis HaMikdash.
Then for what?
So what's the point? If according to
Rambam?
Yeah.
But this is the Makam Avodah. No, no one said that it was impossible without it. But first of all, once you have his mitzvah, the bomb is awesome. Okay, not in Echlam. So.
But you don't need it, that's what I'm saying.
But this is what it was for. Hashem wanted not to do in bombas. Hashem wanted to do it, have a central place, a Makam Avayda. It's a Makam Avayda. Now, the Maisa, though, if you're behind Lashon HaRamban, so when Ramban asked the Rambam, it's clear that the focus of his question is even Lashita's Rambam. It's not that the reason why the man argues on the Rambam is because the Malash Tassai holds that it's Makam HaRosh HaShashin and Makam HaBayda. Because the Tanya of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't even mention that in this whole Tanya of B'chaf. He doesn't mention any Mashiach HaShashin in this Tanya. He says that it's not totally HaBaha. Yeah, you can have the basic without the Caleb. You can do that without the Caleb, the Caleb Armakiv. So Mela, you see that he's saying eel for the Rambam, eel for you, that it's a Mokum Avaida, still the Raman has a Taino, that it's not told that it's still that see as a Caleb, it should be separate. Moreover, even in the Ramban, right, the Ramban holds Rabban happens to hold that the Sias Ha'arin is a separate mitzvah. Yeah? Sias Ha'arin is a separate mitzvah. Why? Because no other avoid is, right? Every lechem upon him needs a shulchan. Hakarov is kabonis, needs a vid. And luck is neris, needs a menaira. How kdairis, needs a bechapinim. Everything needs something. What do you do with the Aaron? You don't do anything with the Aaron. Right? So Meila, therefore the Aaron is counted. Now, Mukhaira. What?
Take
it to work. What?
Take
it to work. What? It's a sana vaida. It's a sana vaida. It's not that. Now, first of all, the two arayinus, one stayed behind. But anyway, two arayinus, one stayed behind. Now,
did the
chatzkid is going
on to work?
What?
The
chatzkid is going
on to work?
Yeah. Okay, there's not a shir on Mechava right now, okay, so maybe a different time, okay? Now, so the question is though, if the Ramban would subscribe to the idea of the Rambam, that something that's the fundamental reason of the Mishnah would be a svara why it would include something else, right? Then the Aaron, right, where's the Makom HaShavas HaShechina? The Aaron, the man says that, right? The group, what? The Aaron, say it. So, now, the Ban, the Shitasai, what's the function of the Mishkan? HaShavas HaShechina, right? So then, if Etzim he subscribes to the idea of the Rambam, the Aaron should be, because the Aaron at least should be bottled. He says the rest of the kelim are not bottled, but the Aaron should be bottled. But yet the Rambam can't get separate. Elamai the Rambam disagrees with the whole Yisrael in the Rambam. Just because it's a makom avayda, it's not a reason to cook. Because my sin, you can have a basic mikdash without the Aaron, you have to have a basic mikdash. So therefore, the Aaron, even though that's the makom asheres hashchina, but since it's not necessarily totally the basic mikdash, not totally the Aaron, so maybe it's a separate mitzvah. The separate mitzvah, even though the goal is the Shiras HaShechina, but that's not enough a reason to count. Now, that's just sort of like Dhamma, just general ideas about the general mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan. Now, in the Rambam, it's a very interesting Rambam. Megabei Noshim. Mechid Noshim. Rambam says, Ein Bainim Es HaMikdash B'Layim. Shenema uveyoyim hakim es hamishkan veyoyim akimin v'loy b'layla. It's a Gemara in Shavuos at Tezva. Va'yizdim bebinyan malayis hashachar atzeis hakechavim v'hakach hayavim livnois ulisa'e ba'atzman uvimimaynam anoshim v'noshim kemikdash hamidbar. Ve'en v'atim t'anishon j'amen en b'yizdim 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 d'echad yam. So now, see, it's a really big question, all the Kareem talk about, and many answers are given, we'll discuss some of them, that the Chayyar, the Rambam, he studies himself in A.B.A. He starts with the Lacha, that's not, he ain't by Balayl. Turns around and says, Nosh Machayiv. If it's not Belaila, it's Mitzvah Seh Shemam Grama. Mitzvah Seh Shemam Grama, Nashma Patr. It's Man Yama that if Laila is Lav Man Sitzis, Nashma Patr, Seh Shemam Grama. Yeah? And Tfilin is Laila's last man Tfilin, then that's the reason why it's Mitzvah Seh Shemam Grama, Nashma Patr. So Rambam, Tech Dei Dibur, tells me that it's Mitzvah Seh Shemam Grama, that there's no Mitzvah Seh Belaila, and yet Ram turns around and says, oh, Nashim Archai. This is a kasha that many Achrayim discuss and many Tunes may have been given, yeah.
First of all, isn't that whole idea that Rimmon Apart from Mr. Shemar Gamar just, we say it's a rove and not everything is falls into it? Because there's some essays from Shemar Gamar that Chayvin.
Okay, so
Shabbos.
What's Shabbos? I understand. It's not Rosh Hashanah.
Whatever.
So explain, I didn't say there aren't exceptions. So explain why there's an exception. It's a cash.
Because it's not
the fact that the fact that not all mitzvahs in Shemar Gamar and Nashma are a pateron doesn't mean to say that oh, so it's not shver. Okay, let's go on. Okay, let's go on. We don't do Shabbos everyone. Okay, I'm gonna Shabbos.
It's a time based meaning. It's not a time.
How are you answering the question? You're telling me that the Chayim and Shabbos is not an answer. My Shabbos is off Shomer.
Second of all, this is not necessarily a mitzvah.
Wait, now you start giving tutsim?
Yes.
Okay, so say, hey, don't give me the hakamah. It's not everything, you know, it's not a kasha. It's a kasha.
I have a theory.
Okay, what's the theory?
That it's not a time-based miss in the sense that once a year, you know, you're going to have to do this. It's a chitim, you have to have a base of mikdash. So some of the fine.
But you can't do it on benight.
Okay.
You can't believe the night.
It doesn't so mean it's a time. It doesn't mean you can't build it. It doesn't mean you like.
Well, it means you can't do it. It's time based.
Meaning it's no.
Okay. Here's a thinking through, okay? Now, Zod the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah doesn't ask this question, but the Kesem Mishnah says, would answer it. But we'll see other truths as well. The Kesem Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, what's the Mok of the Rambam? The pasuk is parashah v'yoyu enosh mal enoshim v'yasek chach milev v'chol isha chachma slev b'yadeha tovu, the pasuk that we started out with. So he said that's the mark for the Rambam. Now the truth of the matter is, yeah, it's very meduk in the Rambam, because the Rambam says that chako chayav livnois ulasaye ba'atzman ulmoinam enoshim enoshim kemikdash hamidbar. Right, Rambam says, "Kemikdash." Rambam sounds like he's coming from that's the best in the Mishkan, and there's a pasuk that included Noshim. So Chayyur, this would be again. Kesemish doesn't directly ask this question, answer the question, but what a lot of Chayyur say, and what Kesemish says would be an answer, because we see the original mitzvah of building Beis Mikdash / Mishkan, Noshim were included. So that's why there's an exception. Now,
so why are they included?
Because the pasuk includes that. This is not a philosophy course.
It's included
by Shabbos. Just Shabbos also pasuk.
Like,
you need Joshua. You need Joshua. That's why I say you need Joshua. You can't just tell me, oh, it doesn't include. It's not all mitzvahs. Every single one has a Joshua. I didn't ask for a philosophical reason. I asked you for a Joshua.
What? If it's the pasuk,
then they should only
be able to do what the pasuk says.
And what do you mean? They should only be. We understand in the pasuk that they're being mistarved. That's mishtatif in the mitzvah. Okay, okay, that's very not so. Dafka is saying once they're included, it's included. They're included. Now, the Yitzchak, the Yitzchak Shmelkes. He wanted to say, interesting mark of the Rambam, how the Rambam knows it, in Gemara. He says, because the Gemara says, about Basha and Abdalid, Gemara says, Kasha, both Ben Buta, Hei Chinosin Eitzel, Lehurdis, Lumen's Beis HaMikdash. Lehurdis, rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and he did the Meir Dachin very beautiful. Gemara said, anyone didn't see the Beis Mikdash, Lehurdis didn't see a beautiful binyan. Gemara discusses in detail how the white shayish with the blue shayish look like waves. A ganze geshecht over there and the beauty of Hurdus's Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how did Bav Mebuta give an Eitzah to Hurdus and Rasha to build the Beis Hamikdash? The Gemara says that Daniel was Nanash because he gave Nebuchadnezzar an Eitzah to give it stock to save his life, whatever. So he says, the Gemara Shani Avadim.
What's the problem?
What?
What's the problem?
Because why are you trying to save Rishayim? You're getting punished. Rishayim is supposed to get punished.
But he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. He was in Russia.
Hurdus was a Rasha.
Oh, was a Rasha.
What?
Hurdus killed a little
Chum. Right.
Okay.
Why would he tell? He was saving his own life.
I don't know if that wasn't, it didn't seem that, it wasn't like mashed down the Gemara. he was threatened by death. You read more of the whole story. Who's came to maybe not that one?
Wasn't he trying to do tshuva at that point?
Who? Who is this?
Hurtis.
So after the Gemara, do you want to ask a question? But anyway, after the Gemara, Shani Avadim Chayim Mitzvahs. Yeah. In fact, what do you mean? Shani Avadim Chayim Mitzvahs. All right, Binyan Bes Mikdash Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. If Noshma Potter, Avadim also Potter. Avadim Chayim Mitzvah Noshma. Right? So if you say Noshma Potter, we're not Grama. Yeah. Say this is Mokhtar Ram. It means the Pashit, right? It's Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. Gemara Shavu says, Ain't Binyan Bes Mikdash Malayim. It means Pashtus. That's the first cook, yeah? So Mela, what's the word saying? Shani Avadim is Chayim.
What's the answer
to Gemara? He's Chayim Mitzvah. So Mela, there's nothing wrong with telling him to do. He's doing, telling him to do Chayim, his own Chayim. Not telling him to do something extra. He told him to do his Chayim. That's okay. That's the Gemara. So he says, but Avadim or Chayim Mitzvah is Keisha. If Isha is Potter, Avadim is Potter. So what's the word say? What's the word's answer?
What's
the
answer?
Avodim Achayim Mitzvah Isha. Furz was an ad, yes. It was for the Beis Chashmonai. It was the Furz, the Reapers, they, and they killed out all the, he killed out all the Chashmonaiim, and he declared himself king, you know, he's an abbot. The Gemara says, call him Beis Furz, there's any other abbot, the Gemara says. Because he killed them all out. There's stories, there's one girl, she jumped up a roof, etc. Now, so, Elamai, this is a market for the Rambam, Shmak a market for the Rambam, you see that Noshim Achayim in the Mesa Mikdash, and therefore, by extension, Avadim are also Chayim, and maybe that's Gemara's Teretz, that Shani Avadim is Chayim Mitzvahs.
But Elamai, that must be Chayim?
We see from the Gemara Yichayim.
We had a question that.
It's Mitzvah Shas Man Grama. So we see the Gemara held that for some reason Chayim. So then we'll have to find a Makar. And the Makar we'll find from the Mishkan. But we see that Yichayim. You see the Gemara Yichayim. What do you want?
Because it's usually where it goes out like a Mirsah.
What? You see that from the Gemara Yichayim. Now you have to figure out why. You see the Gemara Yichayim, what kind of Mirsah is? You see the Gemara Yichayim. I'm saying, what's not a Mirsah? You see the Gemara Yichayim. You have to figure out why. The Gemara says Yichayim. Now, so the Beis Yitzchak wants to be derech l'chayim. He wants to say that maybe even though avadim are potter, but still it's different than a guy, because a guy, because an eved, he's shayach mitzvahs, yeah. Even though he's potter, it's still a mitzvah v'aisa. Mashenek in a guy. Yeah. However, what? This guy not so partial. What he's saying over here, because can you do? Huh?
Commercial the chayim the mitzvah is locked out for this mitzvah in general.
Right, generally it's chayim mitzvah.
Even though this is
this is not. So maybe you could say that it's not. You're not telling. And Eved is chayim mitzvah. So even though
going back all the way to the original question, it's giving me a tzedaka. But we answered that he's mechuyev, but he's not mechuyev.
The Rambam Kiddur, the Rambam in four places, the Rambam says that a guy that does mitzvahs is gets char, kein mitzvah v'aisa.
Except for
Shabbos. The guy Shabbos chai misa. And Talmud Torah. Atm Shalom, Torah is chai misa. Shnema, Torah tziva lonu Moshe, Moshe kilas Yaakov. The Gemara Darshins, Marosha, it is Lashon of Yerusha, and together of Gezel, with Lashon of Moirasa, Lashon of Erison, and together of Arias. Okay. Either way, a guy is not all entire either. But child, what are the other mitzvahs? The Rambam.
Unless he's thinking about being a gear or something? Unless he's thinking about becoming a gear?
No,
he
still can't
do shows. No, he like teach him Torah.
That's a big discussion, Grada. That's a big discussion and a big problem. But that's certainly not our topic right now, okay? tangent on tangent already. It's like engzera. Because Rambam says that Goy does mitzvahs, he's in Kabbalah's heart. Ram helps Lachem, Ram helps Mila. Ram says that if a guy wants you to do Mila because he has a sickness, something like that, he needs to cut off the Arla, it's Aser to do it. But if you're doing it, and he wants to get Schar, it's Mutter, in by Mila. Ram says in Paragimel, Melech's Mila. The Moshe.
He's getting
Mila. This guy wants you to do Mila. Your mother comes over and he wants to do Mila. He's doing because he has a problem. He needs to do Mila. It's the Nalafi Hill guy. No.
Okay.
So what does Dr. Bennett do with himself?
No good.
The problem is, no.
What? Sorry. Okay. Messed up on the dosage.
You see, Ben could be back. He'll be good.
What?
He's a guy.
Maybe I'm a liberal, but so what?
Exactly.
Oh, no,
that's exactly it. No, so that's okay. So today they say this Ava, and that Ray, even in times come. Sorry if he talks about that.
It's
a shayla.
It's an issue then.
Okay, but. Shabbat Nefesh. Because if you're gonna, the word's gonna get out, especially today, where in 1 second the whole world's gonna know, and then there'll be pogroms in France because of someone in Barbac didn't respond to a guy, right? So gets it. So that's a terrace of Ava. Hakaponim said again. The Rambam says, I'm not getting anywhere. Yeah. Rambam says that God, if he, I don't know, Moshe said, refused to accept. And the other place the Rambam is in Trumas, Mishnah is Trumas, Paragimel, Mishnah Tes. So the Rambam says that God can take up Truma. If a guy takes a Truma, it's Chal. Rambam says, because a guy can do mitzvah. Sounds like the ability to be mafish Truma, Shabbat Truma is totally in the mitzvah. So for Moshe refused to accept this, and he said the Rambam by Mila is not talking about Mila. He wants to do Shem Mitzvah. He means Geiris. The Rambam says Geiris. The Rambam says he's doing Shem Mitzvah. And moreover, in front of me now, there's a Chuvah Rambam. I think it's Kufman Vav. And then the Rambam Lehedya Shtel Su. This that he writes in Hilchos Malachim. I think Perek Tes. If I can do mitzvahs. And Yishal Su, that's why in Mila, you're allowed to do Mila fair. It's clear in Rambam, Jewish Rambam, my knowledge of my Shem Mitzvah.
Is Geiris a mitzvah?
It's not the point. Is Geiris, you're allowed to do Mila because he's becoming a Geiris.
Shem Mitzvah could be a Geiris if that's what it is.
Whether it could or not, it doesn't. Ramayish is saying it does. But Maisa, if you look at Jewish Rambam, it's clear not like that. And some Pashas on Rambam is saying the Shem Mitzvah is not saying the Geiris. It's not saying the Shem Geiris. It's saying Shem Mitzvah. It means somebody wants the mitzvah. Again, that's what Moshe learns. I'm not saying it's impossible to read Rambam like that. But Maisa, in the Jewish Rambam, it's a fairish not like that. And even it's very, very difficult to read the Rambam when he says mitzvah, he means ger. It's very difficult. The Rambam knew how to write. The Rambam, when he says ger, he says ger. When he says mitzvah, he says mitzvah. Anyway, but and also the Rambam Pesach Shais, because it's clear in all the Rambams. It's clear in all the Rambams, yeah. And the Jewish Rambam is a clincher that it's clear in the Rambam Goy could do mitzvah. Now, Gradar Advaz, which I don't know where Advaz is coming from, he limits the he qualifies the Rambam by saying that not mitzvah at all in Kedusha, like Tefillin and Sefer Torah, that not. Even though Rambam didn't say that, Rambam is not all mitzvah. Okay, the Advaz says Tefillin not. And Shabbos and Torah, we know not, yeah.
Here's a fun question. How did a guy find out about the mitzvahs if he's not allowed iron Torah?
How do you find out?
How do you know about the mitzvahs if he's not allowed iron Torah?
What mitzvahs?
Any mitzvah.
Any mitzvahs?
So basically, if a guy does.
He was over on the Kashan Eyes.
So every mitzvah he does should be a mitzvah of Aver.
No, because the Tchil Samayas, there was no Aver for him.
No, who said he had to come out? He's Tom, he helped somebody, he did a chesed or something. I don't know. He did a chesed for somebody. He's like, what? Has to be Mechavit to Levine?
No, the Rambam says he's allowed to do mitzvahs. Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says he's allowed to do mitzvahs. So, to do the mitzvah.
Dude, what's the problem? So, he now put himself on the doorpost because, as he told me, I don't know, like, what's the shame?
Tell, kiss it. The Rambam says in Kabbalah. So you can say, no, you can say Torah. You say that the mitzvah there is dafka when we sold the chetzo. There was a problem. Gezel is mitzvah there. The psul the chetzo. Some say. But it's time that you did an avera in order to get the mitzvah, you don't have the mitzvah avera. Okay, whatever. It's not a mitzvah avera. Now, just pointing out, this is Beis Yitzchak. Back to what we're talking about. Beis Yitzchak wanted to say that maybe the difference between Hordas and Nebuchadnezzar was he's an Evan, he's a guy. And Evan could do mitzvah, guy not. But my son, again, it's not Rambam, says the guy could do mitzvah. Now, so he says, though, he means not a Ran. Very interesting Ran. The Ran in Sukkah, by Tevi Avishar Gamliel, famous Tevi, there was Yosh Tachsanita, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, he says, Nushalm, it's Mashma, that Gamliel would have to, if he wanted it to sit in the Sukkah, Gamliel would be Meich B'yadai. And the Ran says, what do we care? What do we care if he's Mekayim Mitzvah? So he says, the Pnei Meish explains, on the Shalmah, that because he should daft be meicha in order that people should think that he's a Jew. If he's sitting in the sukkah, he might have people think he's a Jew. Then it should be clear that he's an avid, he can't be getting married, etc. There could be takalis coming out from the fact that he's an avid, right? It's also married an avid. Mela, that's why it's been meicha. So Melam came, he can't answer the chil between avid and Nebuchadnezzar. Heard this in Nebuchadnezzar because Eved is Chayim Mitzkiyishas. The male is not so bad to give mitzvah. You know about Harry's question? Yeah, but he's saying you can't say it anyway. According to the Pnei Moish and the Shalmi, you have to stop an Eved from doing mitzvahs. So Mela, that's not a terrorist. A mitzvah is not mechuyevin. You're allowed to suggest they should do it. Adrabi, you have to stop them doing mitzvahs. They should look like an avid. Just like Yishalmi said, would have had to stop Tevi Avdai from sitting in the sukkah. So Mela, I might have to say the first terrorist that an avid is chayiv in Bini Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Makom Rambam. You see that Mechuyi to Meich and Ever doing mitzvahs. So Meli can't tell me Bob Ben Buta gave Hurd as an Eitzah to build a Beis Mikdash because he's an Eved and he's better than a guy. And therefore there's no problem telling him to do a mitzvah. Even if mitzvah is not Mechuyi. The other Abba, mitzvah is not Mechuyi, you have to stop him doing it.
I don't understand Hurdus from being a Jew.
What?
I don't think Hurdus is not Jewish.
The whole point is being like,
Why
do you have to be
Mochi?
Just said, by the
way. Okay, Kakashamite. That's just sound like that. You know you need to get killed for that. So no, why even bother? Oh my. Oh. Now. Fine. Oh, so Meister, the Beis Yitzchak. Can we skip the next paragraph? Beis Yitzchak does have a kasha. If you tell me that even though it's Mitzvah Shem Agram and Hashem Achayiv, so then I have a problem. All right, the Mishnah in Kedushin of Lamed Daled lists all exceptions. Mishnah lists all exceptions of Mitzvah Shem Agram and Hashem Achayiv. So how come it is not there? Chayish Tarek Kasha. Mishnah lists all exceptions of Mitzvah Shem Agram and Hashem Achayiv. It doesn't list this. Oh, so here he wants to say that the Shigal Darek, but there's a problem that maybe. The Ram says Nashim Achayiv. Pshat is maybe it's only to be Mesayeya. They're not Chayiv the Etzem Binyan themselves. They can only be Mesayeya. The Etzem Binyan is then Pekeret. We see that Taka by us the Mishkan. Pekeret, go to the Kesef Mishnah. The whole Makar is, and in the Kesef Mishnah is right, Nashim. They helped out. And Judah has Lashon Rambam as well. Lashon the Rambam might be Shukamash like that. The Ram says Everyone has to help. Everyone has to be involved. Somewhat. Not necessarily that's in building of the Mishkan. Maybe not. You have to misayaya. That's not mamish the mitzvah mini itself. Okay. I said, it's an element of daichik.
What? Everyone's being misayaya.
What do you mean?
No one person is building it.
Okay. But there are people that are building it. People are misayaya. But there are people that are chayiv in the beginning. Right, only one person can do it, whatever it is. Or the only 1,000 people can do it, whatever it is. But Maisa, it's a chayiv on everyone. But no. Now, the Beis Yitzchak has another interesting mahalach to explain why maybe it should be considered the mitzvah say, she'ein hazman gram. And that's based on a Turi Eben, famous Turi Eben. The Turi Eben is done. Why by Bikurim? Why Noshim are not Chayiv? Why Noshim Chayiv Bikurim? The Chayra Bikurim is the mitzvah say Shazman Grama. Bikurim says Shazman Grama. So there are two tzim to this kash, because you're going to be Mekurim at a certain time of the year, from Wash Makol, from Hanukkah until Shavuos. Yeah, from till Hanukkah. So, therefore, that's a big question I've been discussing. There's one teretz that they say, because it's not totally in. Okay, the Turi Eben that says, you say, that Mitzvah Seish Man Drama, is Dafka when the Mitzvah is confined by time, the Hainu, that you have this amount of time to do the Mitzvah, and if you don't do it, then that's it. Mitzvah is bottom. Yeah? The Hainu, Lamash. Tefillin, if the tefillin is part of Balayla, so the tefillin, today's mitzvah of tefillin, if you at night, there's no mitzvah anymore, tomorrow is a different mitzvah. It's not that it's a makeup. I put on tefillin one day, I slept through, and my chavrusa, whatever, I just wanted to go to Zayda, I missed tefillin, and I forgot to put on my mincha, so what happens? So tomorrow, tomorrow's a new day. But tomorrow's not a makeup. Today you missed film. It's out. The mitzvah is bottom. Right? What?
Stipler
to make up? Stipler.
Stipler. Stipler.
Stipler. Is one with mitzvah. And actually, I was thinking about that. I might have to do this. But anyways,
that's
one with mitzvah. Yeah. That's the way it's filmed. One mitzvah. Because I asked him that the Mechazim showing him by if you wait till the Chol Hamoed, it's not the way to film. They asked him, Mechazim showing him, if it's Sinner, you should put on, that's Mechazim Rashidis. So he says, how much time you wait till every day? He multiplied that by the Chol Hamoed. He said, I'll do it afterwards. Meaning, he held that it's not that each day is the Prim God, it's just a big shout out whether each day is a separate mitzvah. But the Turi Eben is going each day is a separate mitzvah.
Okay, exactly. What will be the problem with putting on tefillin on Chol Hamoed?
It's moed.
It's a zilzul in the cover of moed. It's no chiyuv. Now, we get to it. So Turi Eben says, that's not, but a mitzvah, if I don't do it today, and even though I can't do it at night, But the mitzvah comes back to life the next day. It's the same mitzvah. L'mashal, by me. Has to do with taste in Kedushin of Hafes, that what is the pasuk in Mayan Noshim, when you pasuk in Mayan Noshim, it's mitzvah Seish Man Grama. Why is mitzvah Seish Man Grama? Because Laila is not mitzvah by Laila.
By Mila?
By Mila.
There's a more obvious reason.
Why?
Can't do
Mila. Can't do Mila himself, but someone else. Why is the mother Machir to Mala child? What does that mean?
She's not.
Now,
don't you say that the whole thing, when he makes something kiddush, you have to be mekuyev in the mitzvah yourself. I got the rule.
So again,
so if she's not
being mitzvah, the shalosh is shevachit the malar son. It's not the mitzvah anyone. It's shevachit the malar son.
Not mitzvah.
Okay, we say she's kosher for mila. Woman's kosher for mila because she could do mila. It's a sugya by Zara from Zion. Take a look. The sugya, you know, we pass by Isha's curse. It's Spira. Spira did mila. What? Spira?
Yes, it was
Spira. What else was it?
Just a snake. I don't know.
Killing the snake door called meal?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah, that's a good point.
Now, so the question is, Zot Tariyavin, that's not called Zman Grama. Because Pshat is, even though the time mill you couldn't do it,
no,
one second, the mitzvah, the Gemara Vayzer talks about that also. Tether, the stagin. Avayzer Chazayin is a whole sugi about Nashim and the Kosher Mila. Go look at the sugi. So we'll do Rosh Hashanah. Right. What do you say? So my Mila, if you didn't do the Mila the first day, on the eighth day, yeah, then and you missed the night, so you do the next day. We do the next day. It's the same mila, same mitzvah mila. It's not just a new mila, like by Krishna, by Tefillin. Krishna. You forget about Krishna certainly every day. Yeah, mitzvah Krishna yesterday. You blew it. So you have the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah. Tomorrow's no mitzvah. It's mela. It's called zman gram because the zman of the yain is going the mitzvah. Now shanking up here since it's the same mitzvah. You're going to carry on with the same mitzvah. This is not called Zman Grama. That's the Yisrael of the Tariyavin. Okay? Obviously, not when everyone agrees with the Yisrael. The Tariyavin asks the Kashmir, disagrees. Say,
what?
Bikur.
Bikur is the same
Chiyav
every day.
By Bikur, what?
There's no new Chiyav to bring Bikur.
Okay, that's why Bikur is not Zman Grama. That's the correct answer. Now,
we're saying here that the Machuyav, because it's the same Chiyav every day. It's not
the Zman generally. Doesn't change.
It's that
you
can only do this
Zman.
This
Chiyuv
for certain Zman.
No.
But we can
also. What?
You can only do, you only can bring
Bikurim
from Shavuos to Chanukah.
Okay, so that's a matcha. Okay, I have to get how I answer the question. Hakapanim, what they get to us is, let's say, the Chlug between Krishna and Mila. What they get to us is Bini Beis HaMikdash. That's what he wants to say. Bini Beis HaMikdash, Dr. Beis Yitzchak, that this day you don't do Bini Beis HaMikdash Balayla. Yeah, tomorrow you carry on with the same mitzvah. You have the same Beis Mikdash. You have the Beis Mikdash until you finish Beis Mikdash. So even though Belayla you have to take a break, yeah, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah being Beis Mikdash is confined to the Yom. It's the mitzvah which spans till whenever you finish it. So Meila, since it's the same mitzvah that you carry on with the next day, it maybe it's not as far as feed this one to heaven. That would be far another reason why. It's not considered Zman Grama. Yeah. The Maisa. The Maisa is another Svara that some want to say why it should be Zman Grama. And this is very fair. There's a Aruch HaNet. The Aruch HaNer, it's interesting, it's time, it doesn't mean on Rambam. The Aruch HaNer in Yivam is Nabav, the Derech Agav assumes that Nashim HaPater is Bini Beis HaMikdash because it's Mitzvah Shei Zman Grama. Somebody doesn't quote the Rambam. Yeah? Because where he wants to answer his Kasha with that, he holds the Nashim HaPater because the Maras Akasha. That why don't we learn out from the fact that Bini Beis HaMikdash is not Daicha Shabbos? Why don't we learn out that Aseh is not Daicha? It's very tight for me. Shabbos is Aseh B'Lais Aseh. That's why it's not Daicha. How can you learn out from that Ein Aseh Daicha Lais Aseh? Look the Aruch HaNer, by Noshim, by Noshim, I don't know which There's something else. Sorry. All right, we're in the wrong place. The Aruch HaNer is not like that. The Aruch HaNer is on the Yvam is a pay and base. And he says, okay, I don't remember why he's saying it, but he says that Chag is Nashon Potter in Bini Beis Hamikdash, and he says why? Two things. First of all, he ain't buying Bini Beis Hamikdash Belaila, and also you're not buying Bini Beis Hamikdash for Shabbos. You can't do Bini Beis Hamikdash Shabbos. That's another reason why it's considered Mitzvah Seh Shezman Grom. Then she's having conniptions, and correctly so. L'chayr is a pella. L'chayr is a pella. The pella atzam. Because when we say a mitzvah, Haseh Shemang Drama, that is that the mitzvah is bound by time. That the time is a factor to the mitzvah. This that Bini Beis Hamikdash is not there for Shabbos is not because Shabbos is not as man Bini Beis Hamikdash. The problem is that Shabbos is an outside problem. Zarihu the Reveale, there's a guy with a machine gun telling you can't build in Shabbos because this is Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos that asking me mitzvah to be on Shabbos. Elma, you can't. You're not Israel. You can't do Malacha. Lamaisa, Kfeger says this Yisai, Zuchar Pashit, like that, why I want you to say not like that? And then Kfeger writes about this because Marshal Kfeger in the Tshuva, he was asked that the Shoyal, the Kfeger, yeah, he was Mesupik. You know, this is what we say that Zach Veshamar, Nash Machayev, and Kiddush. Yeah, he wants to say it's only Mesupik. That's in the Hekish, could go either way. Yeah, so who's to tell you? We say that the chayim and shomer, the chayim and zachar. Maybe say both care. If the potter in zachar, because mitzvah says man drama, the potter in the shomer also they can mechal Shabbos. How do you know which way to make the hekish? Hekish go either way. How do you know which way to make the hekish? Elamai is a klal. No, we get too excited over here. The kulo chumra, the chumra makshina. The question is though, is that just misafik? You have a hekesh. You can go either way. Misafik, you gotta go l'chumrah. Or no, is it a midah? That's the midah. The midah of hekesh is they go l'chumrah. That is the DNA of this midah is they go l'chumrah. So, but the shoyl and kveger held was only misafik. It wasn't b'tayras badai. So meila, maybe he had a pshat like this. That, alright, we mentioned Tais and Kedushin. Tais and Kedushin says, that milah shel bizmano, the man d'amar, there's noig b'layla. The man d'amar, the milah shleib is man. Is noig b'layla? Yeah? Then the mitzvah is man grom. Huh? If it's not noig b'layla, no, if it's noig b'layla, it's not man grom. What? What is the question? If milah shleib is man, you can do by night.
What's
Mishnah Bizmana?
It's before the 8th day.
What's Mishnah Bizmana? The 8th day. Shlev Bizmana is after the 8th day. So, what's the point? Because if Mishnah Bizmana, you can do Belayla.
You can do meal on the 5th day.
On the 9th day. You can't do meal on the 5th day.
I don't know what the terms are.
Again, I just explained to you. Mishnah Bizmana means that after the 8th day.
Okay.
Can you do Belayla? You missed the 8th day. The child was sick.
So what's Mishnah Bizmana to do with anything? I'm not...
I said, Chesed says that whether or not Mila is considered Mitzvah Seh Shemang Grom or not depends if Mila Shlo Bizmana you can do it at night. If Mila Shlo Bizmana you can do it at night, then it's not Shemang Grom. If Mila Shlo Bizmana you can't do it at night, then Mila is considered Shemang Grom. The 8th day, after the 8th day, is a night. After day comes night. Yeah. Can you do the meal at night?
So what is, I don't know what the words Mishnah Bizmana is doing in that sentence.
After the
8th
day.
Mishnah is my meal after the 8th day.
Normal meal you can do at night.
How does meal at not afraid of timing after
the 10th? A meal after the 8th day, can you do it at night? Okay. On the 10th day at night.
Mishnah Bizmana means after the 8th day?
Yes.
How does it
okay, we're not here to definitions over here. There's not a share on Jastro.
Regular Mila, you can't do it.
What?
Regular Mila?
For sure not. The question is, Mila Shloib is not.
Mila is not
after the 8th day. The one is on the 8th day. Anything after that, the Shloib is not.
Oh, I thought it was not. before the.
Okay, we'll have to pass all of your toys.
Mila, not.
Some kids are. So the first mask of Taisus. Taisus says, if it's not Ibalai, then it's not Siman Grama. Right? If the notion would be Chai. The Shoyle of Kvega says, the first mask, but it's not the Shabbos anyway, it's a Vaid, it's Siman Grama. Anyway, it's Mila Siman Grama. So then, so the Shoyle of Kvega wanted to say Cha. Yeah? That since the whole Hekesh is a Safik, this is a Nosh Machayiv in Shabbos is only a Safik. Huh? So Meila, Elmai will machim in Safik. Meila, in Mila, yeah, will be machim and say, she could do the Mila. Right? So Meila, it's for a woman, it's not Zman Grom. That's his Chab, Kitzach. In Shabbos, it doesn't share because it's a whole suffix of care. So, when Rice Lachum will say to do the meal. Okay, without getting too involved in this chash. So, says the Rukveger, is the first girl here you're wrong? This is the Mishnah. The Farish Mishnah, and this whole parak in Shabbos, all about what woman, what you could carry, can't carry. And it says over there, in Miyasa Chayef Chatas, a woman carries type of jewelry, whatever it is, that she's not allowed to carry, it's Chayef Chatas. How can you tell me that it's only the Safik that she's Chayef Shabbos, and there's no Chayef Chatas, it's Chum Lazar? So, okay, so therefore, obviously, you have to say, it's a mini Bitaira, or a different reason. But it's bad. Chutz Mizeh, says Rav Kvager. He's interesting, he writes about this. He says, Afal Pi, the Doshu Boi HaKol, everyone talks about this. B'chol Eish Ani Shemeya, Sha'ayin Rim Kein B'Shem Mepharshim. At Mepharshim asked, on Taisus, yeah, it's Shabbos, so there's no Zman Grom, so Zman Grom anyway on Shabbos. Why say it's been totally benign? Yeah? So every time people quote me this, I get all those, I put a face like Benji put on. That's Rav Kvager. And he's followed, they'll die, they ain't kind of supposed to Sarah Kushya. The Dafkun is a Mneem inside the times. But not. But by Shabbos, Kamoy Laila Zman Grama, Mashenke Shabbos, the Mania is not all the time. The Mania is because it's a Shabbos. So okay, every time it's someone says that, apparently a lot of people say it, it's not just Aruch Lener. And Mekari says, everything drives me crazy. What's everyone talking about? It's what's happening in Shining? The whole Kash doesn't start, and your whole Raya is wrong, and your Yisrael is wrong, it's against the Mishnah. But Akapan, as Mekari says, is Yisrael. The Maisa, the Gay also, Karbal Yon the Yayma, the Avinezer discusses the Gabe Mechias HaMolek. Yeah, Chinuch says, famous Chinuch says that Nosh and Potter because Labane Mechomeninu. In fact, the Avinezer, Haray, Mechias HaMolek is not only the Muhammad. If you see him like walking down the street, Benji, what do we do? Well, if you work it out, you can just kill him, right? So the question is, so the Tachar, that's not Zman Grama. That's not, it's not Tali Mechama. That woman can have also. Like you see by Yol and sister also, that could be.
You think he's going to go down nicely? What? He's not going to put up a fight? It's not
Mukham. Again, Yael killed Sisera.
Okay.
So a woman can kill men. It's possible. Fine. So, trick. It's not Mukham. I don't know. What's the problem? It's not good.
If enough wine, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Question is it possible for a woman to kill a man?
Yes.
Not the Mukham. Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay. If it's possible, so then why should we Mukham? Because that's Dominator's cash. Zob Dominator. Zob Dominator. That bets on Shabbos, he says, Yechayinal kill an Amalekhi. On Shabbos. It's not worse than Mizbezin. Mizbezin can't kill an Shabbos. The mitzvah of Mechiz Amalek is not there for Shabbos. Right?
Wait.
Mechama is a Gemara.
What?
Can you kill an Amalek on Shabbos? You mean Amalek not on Shabbos? You want to kill him?
What's the problem?
I didn't say yet. Is it mitzvah, is the Mechiz Amalek on Shabbos?
No, I'm saying what's the problem on Shabbos? That's what I'm asking.
To kill someone on Shabbos? It's one of the last malachas. Kills the Shamba?
Oh, that's okay.
What? Kill. Now, says the Avnezer like this. On Shabbat, on Muhammad, it says, Ad Ridita. Afilu b'shabbos. In Muhammad, you don't have to stop Muhammad, you know, come Shia. Stop, no. Tell the enemy, what's that? Shabbos, hold everything, you know. Right?
When did you stop the song?
Once. Ad Ridita Afilu b'shabbos, the Gemara says. Mela, the Mela says the Gemara. Says that Eliezer. Sal's Mechama. It's not Zman Grama. It's even Shabbos. But the private mitzvah, killing on lake, and we meet him on the street. There is no chiv and Shabbos. So Mela, it's Zman Grama. So that's beyond the chinuch. But not the Mechama, which is even on Shabbos. A woman is not Bas Mechama. But not the local mitzvah, the Protestant mitzvah, killing on lake, we see him down the street. That it's mitzvah session Zman Grama. It's not Meg and Shabbos. Same Frager. If he hear that, he would cringe. Okay.
Wait, so if Muhammad's let it go on to Shabbos, why did Yeshua stop this one?
Why not?
It'd be better than not having Muhammad on Shabbos, you could.
It was because of Shabbos?
I think so.
Yeah, but it's still better than having Muhammad Shabbos.
Stop the sun? Now, the Gemara and Yuma went off to a totally different topic. We're talking about what is a woman's job to spin, or is a woman supposed to be a Tamil Chacham?
What was the first option?
To spin
thread.
In our pasuk. The Gemara and Yuma is that a story. Shala Isha Chacham. Ezra Beliezer. Ma'acha Shemaisa Egel Shavim. Everyone in my side. Mefnei Ma'im Misasin Shavim. That's what this woman asked Rabbi Eliezer. Why the Mises? There was different Mises. There was Bnei Levi killed them. There was the drinking. There was this. There was Magepa. There were three types of Mises in the Egel. We just had it. Yeah. So she answered her, Ein Chochma Leisha El Bepelach.
What does it mean, Maisa
Egel Shavim? Everyone did the Egel same way. Okay. Everyone's over the Egel same way.
Punishment.
That was her question. That's what she asked. I didn't say she's right. That's what she asked. Okay. And he answered her, go back to your womb. Yeah? And then he brought down the pasuk in his parasha. The pasuk started off, Kalisha. Now we're talking. I mentioned Kalisha Chachma Slave. Biyadeha Tabu. What?
The original kitchen here.
Biyadeha Tabu.
Why is the mother call her a Chachma?
She was Chachma. She was smart.
Clearly not.
Why not? Itmar. Why is no question? Rabbele, Zichad Omar. What? How do you know? How do you know?
I heard it somewhere.
Oh, you heard it somewhere. Oh, so of course she wasn't by the shit. You went through this, or she's stupid. It doesn't say the pasuk. Okay, Rashi. She didn't have Rashi either. She was a Tamra Blazer. So the Gemara says after that, Itma, Rabbele, Zichad Omar, Ziveach, Nikita, Besayev. Gofap and Nishim and Misa. Some of them evolve by drawing them, but the Pesukim don't say that. There's three times and three levels. And it doesn't make you stupid because of that. Now, there's an interesting discussion. So God reminds the story of Shach, who was some seminary girls that had a Pesukash on their Shur and Ban. Ban Al Tarek. Not Ban Cheskin, Ban Al Tarek. And they. So whatever that where some told him, they decided to go to Shach to ask this child in the mouth.
What? Is that kind of child that went to Rav Shach?
The Kasha Meister, this is the story, yeah. So he went to Rav Shach, and told him that Kasha Meister. So Rav Shach, you know, told his wife to bring out some chocolate cake. So he spit it out. And the table said, you know, take, you know, they're all embarrassed, like in front of Rav Shach, you know, no, please take, you know. He said, ate the cake, was the cake good? Said, yeah, it was very good, yeah. You know how to make this cake? She said, no, go learn. Go learn how to make the cake. Leave your bottom alone, go learn how to make a cake. So that was the modern day version of what Rav Blazer told that Isha Chachamash. Anyway, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, brings down a psak from the mother of the Drisha. The mother of the Drisha was Mechadish a psak halacha, and all Achronim are down this psak. A woman, the difference between men and women, Lagabe, the bracha on Halachas and Eres, Shabbos. If men light Neiris, they make the bracha before Mitzvah Yasin. But women's a problem in Mechabal Shabbos with lighting, and therefore, with the Mechabal Shabbos with the bracha, and therefore, with lighting, bracha, whatever, therefore, they light first and then they make the bracha. Question is, what about Yom Tov? Question is, what about Yom Tov? Haran Yom Tov, there's no problem in Kabbal Yom Tov. You can still light candles afterwards. So Mechadish, the mother of the Drisha, was Mechadish that on Yom Tov, even women should make the bracha before, like men. That was the psak of the mother of the Drisha. Mangavram says on this, Ein Chochmas Isha Ella, he writes Bechul, maybe he wants to be nice, Ella, we know what the last word is, Ella Pella, the same, he's referencing, obviously, that Gemara Numa, where Blaza so told that Isha Chachama, this is the Mangavram, is telling the Drisha's mother, go back to the kitchen. Right? Now, so he says, why is she wrong? Chayz Matana. She may hear Irish Maida the Gatina. So he says, because there's loy plug. Because if the woman is going to start making the bracha on Yom Tov, they're going to make the bracha before. Then they're going to make the bracha on Shabbos before, and the Shabbos Kabbal Shabbos, the Shabbos of Bracha. That's what and he brings the right from the Gemara. He brings a raya from the Gemara, from Taisus in Pesachim, by Tfilas Ger. They're also the Shaila of a Ger can't make the bracha before, for obvious reasons, if he makes the bracha afterwards. So then, because of that, we say, all Tfila, you make the bracha after, not before. That's what you make the Tfilas Mitzvah, you make a bracha. But woman makes a bracha, but we don't. She doesn't make it before. She makes it after because the tefillah is ger. Taisa says it's a loy plug. So meila zat magen moadin by the bracha of lahadim there. The ma'isa the dogma of Rava, the Yehuda comes to defend the preacher's mother, and he says same person. And he says because the difference. Because by tefillah's ger, the bracha is the same bracha. Al tefillah. So meila, there's a chash that if we're going to use to make the bracha before, then even a ger is going to make the bracha before. We'll use the bracha being made before. Therefore, it's loipuk. It's the same as the bracha. Mashen came by Lakas Neiris. The bracha of Lakas Neiris Shabbos is different than the bracha of Lakas Neiris Shiyam Tiv. Each bracha is a specific bracha of Lakas Neiris Shiyam Tiv. So merely you're not going to make a difference in Lakas Neiris Shiyam Tiv and Lakas Neiris Shabbos. That's what he says. Merely says, the Dogma writes that, in other words, instead of the Tavos Ezim, he quotes the different parts of this parasha. V'hi nasa liba b'chachma. That's not a different pasuk. What? He nasa liba b'chachma. He called instead of the other. Instead of this pasuk, he nasa liba b'chachma. And therefore, he's mekayim the psak of the Jewish's mother. Now, the Mechas Chinuch in a different area also marshals.
What?
Halacha. I think they do afterwards. I think it's a nice because it's Paiskin, but I think the minig is after. Mechzchinuch is done the guy in the mitzvah of standing up for a Talmud Chacham. Yeah? So he says, a mechuli to stand up for a Talmidah Chachama. Well, today, you know, a rabbi, a mechuli to stand up for a woman rabbi. Or Rabbi Nit, whatever they call themselves.
Just smarter actually learned Torah.
What? No, she's learning. She's a big Talmud Chacham.
What's together with Talmud Chacham?
Huh?
Because those women are usually conservative.
Okay, okay. I just said that as a joke.
No, I'm saying, so like, don't you just say, I'm around to stand up, yeah. No?
Mrs. Know. David, Tzipora Heller. Are you mechuyav to stand up for them? Everyone says, you know, the big Talmid Chacham. What? Rabbi David. Misakov, BJJ, and Rebs and Hello from the day. Whatever. These woman names. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, they walk in the room and we're going to stand up for them. Yeah? Sabti Mechas Chinuch. No, you don't have to.
Doesn't mean they learn what
they know a lot.
They know a lot of Torah. So there, he says, even though she's chachama and she learned Torah, he said the reason is ain chachma leisha ella b'talach.
Okay.
And same answer that her brother told that woman. He says for that same reason you don't have to stand up for her. He says because he says all dinim v'chacham. So he explains, well, why I suffer so she now she's become a chacham. Elmai says the ain nikra. You could be done on this. Yeah, ain't nikra chacham rakim mitzuba lomay v'likna is chachma. And Meli says the same reason by eved neved tevi avdei. Mora says this is tam chacham. I'm going to stand up for tevi avdei shalavam. Says mechzemach no. And even though he's mechuyev, even though he's not mechuyev, he doesn't give a dinner of tam chacham. And later on, he says it's another svara because betzem it's aser. It's also teach a woman Torah. So it's okay. Basically says because no chiyuv, therefore no chiyuv, no mitzvah doesn't give you a get there of a tamu chacham.
What answer is teach a Torah
Shabbat
then?
Says chacham
to the mitzvah.
Is it? Isn't only teach a woman
Torah? No, it's the standard of tamu chacham. The standard for tamu chacham.
Yeah. He was also getting mitzvah for a long time, or because he's tamu chacham.
Okay, so he's saying it's only a chachma that is mitzvah on gives him that status. I said you can argue this far. It's not partial this far. It's partial this far, not partial at all. But that's the mitzvah wants to say.
It's also teach a woman Torah.
It's also teach a woman Torah. Okay, no, halachas. No, that's actually one of the kash they asked in Mechas Chinuch. The chayra, I mean, a woman says Berachos Torah, right? I mean, the law that she has to know, she's allowed to learn. So LMI, someone has said, the pshat is based levi. The pshat is then it's not a mitzvah talmud Torah. It's just a hechatimtza to know what to do. So LMI says it's really not so pasha b'chal. Okay, that based levi. Because if you look at the makairis, maril, the makairis of this sort of what makes a bracha. Is even as far as they're showing why a woman makes mitzvah Torah. Some say God she's chayv sake abanis, right? It's part of davening, so therefore she has to say mitzvah Torah. First told me, you know, the only woman, not men. I'm not copying exactly. But as he says that, right? She's chayv abanis. Then he says also chayv mitzvah learning. And I remember now that you can, if you look at them in the Maril, he says brings down. In Simon and Zion, whatever it is, that it's Meduik over there in Loshainis, that it's Takap, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah with all the schools of Talmud Torah, not just as a Chimsa to know. But anyway, so that's the Ben Chinuch, and a lot of people go, they're not going to stand up. Okay, I mean, we'll stand up because there's a whole thing about Eish Talmud Chacham. We're not talking about that, but just to tell a story. Anyone they asked the Chaim Shalevitz once. They asked him that a pregnant woman walks into the room, right? She has to stand up because the child loves to call her cooler, so she has to stand up. According to Mitzchinuch, very good. He's not Mitzchinuch, yeah.
Come now.
So that's Chaim Shalev. Chaim Shalev said, "It's true, he knows called Harikola, but there was no Amol, no Yegiya. So there's no Chiyuv Kach."